over the Vancouver Giants here tonight at the Langley Event Center as we're now in the PG Office System post-game show. And pleased to be joined up in the broadcast booth by the assistant coach, Carter Rigby. And Riggs, that's a great effort, I think. Great bounce-back effort from your group. Great, obviously, we'll talk to Bergen in a little bit. But I think just all in all, a lot of really good things from your team here tonight. I think the big highlight, you only took one penalty tonight and obviously played a big difference. And 5-0 winners. Maybe just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here tonight.
Yeah, that was the main focus. I'm glad you bring that up, obviously, with penalties. And, you know, staff went a deep dive on limiting the amount of penalties you've taken a game. The last five games is above six, you know, which was unacceptable for sure. So, you know, our meeting this morning was all of that, about penalties and guys playing too much. And we got a lot of guys that play both sides of the special teams. So, you know, felt for the last five, six, seven games, energy really wasn't there. And we, you know, got lucky on winning some games just because of our skill and goaltending at times. And I thought the boys did a great job of staying out of the box with the one minor there on Nick. You know, those boys, they work hard, and, you know, they're usually the ones that are causing, you know, a little bit of scrums and getting, you know, the extras here and there, and they did a good job. And we definitely hammered on that, and you definitely see kind of how much life the bench has when we're not killing, you know, three a period. So, you know, it's nice to challenge a group like we did this morning in that department, and I thought they excelled, you know, big time on that.
Yeah, message well sent, no question. Yeah. Do you feel like this might be one of the more complete efforts? Like, it felt like every line brought something here tonight, from your first line all the way through your fourth line. That's what you need down the stretch, and it felt like we saw that here tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right with that. I think in the second, things are a little hairy at times.
Yep.
And that was all four lines getting a little hairy too, trying maybe a little too much, you know, up three. At the offensive blue on rushes, trying to be a little too creative. Yeah, you're up three, but at the same time, it's habits, and it's playing the right way and consistency that we talk about. But, you know, we tightened her up there. We got, you know, away with a couple in the second, and on some odd man rushes, giving up, you know, not an F3 high, D kind of pinching, maybe in a situation where they don't have the F3, so they can't. But I thought that the third, we go in there and challenge them to play a simple road game and manage the game. And a lot of times with, you know, these young adults here, you try to talk about managing the game and, you know, just turning their brains into, you know, a simple, boring road hockey game. And that's what you have to do. And that's when hockey games. And I thought the boys did that well. We got pucks in at the red line. We had an F3, deep pinch at the right times. Gaps were good. And then at the end of the day, Rav came out with some big saves when we needed to and locked her down. So I thought, you know, all in all, for, you know, 50, 55 minutes, it was a solid effort by everybody.
You know, when you talk about maybe some breakdowns in the second period, you know, from up here, it's like you almost don't have to worry, because right now with what your goaltender Josh Ravensbergen is doing is no short of sensational. Four shutouts in eight starts, and he does it tonight in front of his friends and family, and we're running out of adjectives to talk about this kid.
We got to talk about him again.
We have to talk about him again because he's your first star, and he has four freaking shutouts, which is, I believe, is sixth all-time in Cougar history. Like, he is climbing the ladder in that statistic, and but most importantly, he gives your group a chance to win, and what a night again for him.
Yeah, it's definitely, he probably chalks up as the best one so far at home. You know, first game at home in front of friends and family. You know, went through a passing with Sean Murray there, you know, and he wanted to come into this one in front of everybody and get a win for everybody, including him too. So great on Rav, and he's so calm. His rebound control is great. It's nice to have the confidence that whether it's Younger or it's Rav going in the net, you know they're going to give you a chance to win every night, and the group can feel that, especially when things got hairy in the second. He was there to shut anything down. We got caught in our own zone too long. We needed a save and a whistle, and he brought it too. So, I don't know what else we can keep saying about the kid. He's pretty freaking good.
Oren Strom gets on that top line today with Heighton Zimmer. I thought he did a lot of great things tonight, especially in that third period. That was a great goal he scored.
Yeah.
Didn't give up on the play and is able to score. And, you know, I know you guys have been kind of trying to find a couple different guys to play with Heighton Zimmer, and I thought Strom did a pretty bang-up job here tonight.
Yeah, Stromer's got skill, and I think everybody knows that. But the one thing, when he's effective, he's moving his feet, and he's good on the forecheck, and, you know, all 5'2", 120 pounds of the guy soaking wet. He battles and competes when he wants to, and obviously he's bigger than that, but I got to give it to him when I can. He's a great kid, so it's fun to joke around with him. But he hunts pucks downs, and he spins off checks. You know, sometimes you find, you know, smaller kids of this league, they kind of get pushed out of the front of the net, and they're okay with it, and they'll just kind of go back to an excuse of, you know, he's 6'4", 200 pounds, and, you know, that isn't an excuse. If you want to play the Western League and be a smaller guy, you got to you got to be able to, you know, grind at times and be physical, you know, and not blowing guys up. I don't think Stromer really has that in him when in the weight class department, but he battles and he competes. And when he gets on his toes and gets going, especially with Zeems and Heider, and he's got the skill to finish on that. But, you know, we've seen a few nice, the PA goal with Zeems, you know, he can shoot the puck. He's got good sense, great hockey IQ, and a fun kid to be around. So it's nice to see him get rewarded on that.
Power play was 1-for-4 tonight. I thought you guys had a tremendous look, especially early, and that was, you know, poetry in motion with Thornton's power play goal, but nice to see them get back on track a little bit here tonight.
Yeah, Heider drew that one up too. In between the first and second, looked at some video, and great on Heider to recognize that and see what, you know, he thought could have been an option, and great on Huddy to put everything into it. A perfect shot for him, and we've been getting a lot of chances, even though the power play hasn't been finishing. It goes back to the energy level. We're not, we're PKing so much. You get out on the power play, and it's almost like your rest time in a sense, naturally, as a coach, you never want to say that or hear it, but we're all humans. We know what it's like. We've all played, and sometimes you get a little relaxed on the power play when you're playing so much, and it's got to be that 5-on-5 mentality, and I thought tonight they had a ton of great looks, and it was nice to see, obviously, how do you put that one in, and everybody get rewarded for it.
Okay, I have a bunch of questions, but we only have so much time. There's a really good post-game meal behind us. But the third line tonight, Bawa, Denis, and Lang, thought they also did a couple of good things tonight. Denis is so close to scoring his first. Yeah. There's that one, in the second. To score. But maybe just your thought on those three. I know we talked about maybe their best game they played earlier this week, but thought they did some good things again tonight.
Yeah, I thought, for a full 60, they were good. I thought Bowes was, positioned well. They skate him, Denny and Langer, just they're smart hockey players, not the fastest players out there, but they're very smart in their hockey sense, and they have skill too. And Denny's gonna get one, and when he gets one, he's gonna get 10, and it's just, he's gotta get that first one of the way with. And it's a different story when he's getting a lot of chances and looks. It's different when you're not getting those looks, but he's getting them, and one's gonna bounce. And big Langer in front, he's a hard guy to move out there, and they play well. And I thought tonight as a line they contributed in a perfect role that they had to play. And, it's every night they're not going to get rewarded, but they do the little things here and there. And Langer's great on the draws, and they, push the game along and create too. So I thought, all three of those guys tonight had a strong effort for the most part.
Two more before I let you go here, Carter. On the back end, I know just watching the morning skate, Jim Playfair was, talking with the defenseman. It felt like they were huddling around for a lot of that morning skate. Maybe, I don't know what there was being said, but whatever he said, it seemed like it got passed on pretty well. I thought all really six guys did a pretty good job tonight. Butchkowski had an assist even tonight too. Tohenya, a couple of good notable plays, and got to be nice to see your decor really hold the fort tonight.
Yeah, I think really everybody back there. Yeah. There's a shift in the second that stands out to me to Doomer, where he's holding pucks in on all fours. It's being
right.
Creative. Dow had a couple of really nice back checks and blocks and one-on-ones. Ville moved the puck well tonight and skated his way out of some situations. Butch carried the puck well, moved it well and quick, which he needs to do to be a effective player, and gets rewarded with that assist as well. And how do you get in that goal? I think there's all six there. I think every single one of them contributed tonight, and that's what we have to do. Everybody talks about our offense, and those forwards, they move the puck up to the D, they all skate well. So great on whatever Jimmy's chat with him this morning, whether it was what they were going to have for pregame meal or what to do tonight. It worked, so we'll take her.
Okay, last one. It's we're getting on the bus here shortly to head to Kelowna. Not the easiest trip, right? We're going to get in there 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, who knows? And you're right back at it tomorrow. What's kind of the game plan? How much do you have to simplify to go into a game tomorrow that's obviously not going to be easy? You're playing a team that's lost 7 in a row getting back home. It's going to be a tough one tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's the same message. It's energy. It's playing simple and stupid. It's making sure that, you get a meal in you, get to bed on the bus, and then unfortunately you're going to have to kind of get back to bed once you get to the rink or the hotel. And it doesn't have to be a fancy one. They're going to be a desperate hockey team and do whatever they can, obviously, to get under us. And they have skill. They have talent. They beat us before. They got some high-end, guys up front, obviously. But we just got to make sure that we simplify and create havoc in front of their net, whatever they have in net. We got to go there and go to the greasy areas like we did tonight, and we'll get rewarded. So it's just about being simple, stupid hockey players tomorrow and staying out of the box. If we can stay out of the box and make sure that 5-on-5, we dominate, which I think we do a lot of nights when we're all rolling all four and all six, we'll be fine. But again, it's going to be a challenge for sure, especially for some of the kids that haven't done the overnight travel stuff and going to the rink and going to the hotel and that. It'll be a good lesson for us, or a good challenge. Sorry, not lesson, but a good challenge for us to see how we respond.
Well said, Coach. Appreciate the time as always, and congrats on the win tonight.
Thanks, Cole.
Carter Rigby, assistant coach here in our Office Systems postgame show. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and then we'll sign off here from the LEC as we pull up